tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word. Father, I can't preach this morning without you. Holy Spirit, I pray that you preach this word. Lord, I don't come with enticing words of men's wisdom, but in demonstration of the power of the Holy Ghost. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated if you can. Hallelujah. Today we are celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. On Friday he was crucified, and on Sunday he rose from the dead. And so we've got to understand the meaning of patience and what it means to wait upon the Lord. Everybody say, wait upon the Lord. On Friday he was crucified, but on Saturday there was confusion. And so I'm just going to give you the word this morning, just going to be straightforward. Some of you have been living in confusion in your life, and some of you have asked this question, why, Lord? Why has this tragedy happened in my life? Why has this pain happened to me? Why am I going through this confusion? But if you'll wait on God, your third day is coming. Your resurrection day is coming. If you'll just believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of St. John chapter 11 verse 25, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Now, notice he didn't say, I will be the resurrection. He said right now, presently, that he is. He said, I am the resurrection. And I'm here to tell you that I'm just going to be truthful with you this morning. Sometimes I get tired of just talking about how God's going to move and he's going to move. When you understand that you have the resurrection power living inside of you, you can walk it out every day of your life and say, you know what? I don't have to wait until a resurrection day to experience his resurrection. I've got the power of the resurrection living in me right now, in my heart, in my spirit. And that's why I can say, get thee behind me, Satan. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I don't know about y'all, but I'm rejoicing already because I've experienced my third day. I have been raised from the dead. I have been crucified with Christ. His resurrection is just as sure as my resurrection. I have been raised with him. The Bible says that we've been crucified with him. And the Bible says that we've been buried with him. And the Bible says that we've been raised with him. And he is sitting at the right hand of the Father. And the Apostle Paul said that we are seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So when the devil comes your way and you've got issues and you've got problems, listen, he's going to try to confuse you. He's going to try to get you sidetracked. He's going to try to distract you. But praise God, the tomb is always empty. It is empty. Praise God. We've got the power of God. We've got the authority of God resting in us. How many believes it this morning? And so I love this verse where the angel begins to sit. It says they rolled back the stone away. Now Jesus doesn't need to roll back the stone in order to get out of a tomb. Because in St. John 20, it actually says that he walked through the wall into a room. Can I get a witness on that? The reason why the stone was rolled away is not because he's got to move it to get out. The reason why he moved the stone away was so that the observers could gain some faith to know that the tomb was empty. Now notice this. There was an angel that sat on the stone, that it sat on the stone. Now listen, I want you to listen close. The throne of God is established on top of your obstacle to your miracle. Glory to God. Now, who's sitting on the throne right now? Right? He is in power. He's in control. And listen, and when the angel began, he just sat there like it was easy to do. This ain't nothing for us. We knew it was going to happen. It was all in the plan. Listen, everybody else was confused on Saturday. They were all confused. They seen their hope crucified on the cross. They seen their peace and their joy. They said, what are we going to do? But if you'll keep the faith and if you'll keep going for God and don't give up on God and keep going, even though you get mistreated, even though you get criticized, even though you may go through problems, your Sunday is coming. Listen, you got to keep trusting God. Look at your neighbor and say, keep trusting God. Keep going for God. Don't give up on God. And so the angel begins to sit on the stone, signifying that he is in control. Everybody say, God is in control. Listen, I want every area of my life under the influence of the resurrected power of Jesus Christ. Jesus gave us a message that the resurrection power of God is available in every area of our life. And God is wanting us to understand that we can walk in true victory. Now, the three most important words that Jesus said in history was, "It is." Can y'all quote that? Can y'all quote that with me? "It is finished." And the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus." Now, I don't know about y'all, but I really truly believe this, that when I'm in Christ Jesus, I will now, forever into eternity, will never receive any condemnation from the law, from sin, or anything else. I am totally in Christ Jesus. And you wonder why the preacher gets excited all the time, and you wonder why we holler and shout and raise our hands. Because we truly understand what God saved us from. And when you truly understand what God saved you from, you'll truly understand what God saved you for. Listen, He saved me more for just eating and sleeping and going to bed. He saved me to do the works of Jesus Christ. He said, "Greater works you shall do, and more of them, because I go to the Father." Wake up, church. Wake up, church. The tomb is empty. He is not there. He is risen. He rolled the stone away. We've got the victory. Somebody stand up and praise God. Well, hallelujah. Well, thank you, Jesus. I said, I feel the Holy Ghost. I said, I feel the anointing this morning. He is risen. He is forever alive. Glory to God. And so Jesus is emphasizing that the church needs to walk in the resurrected power of Jesus Christ. That there is a power residing in us. That this is not just some old, cold, dead form of religion that we just do 2 hours on a Sunday morning. But this is something that we can walk in every day of our lives. Where we can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Where we can cast out demons in the name of Jesus Christ. Where we can talk to people about the Lord and they just encounter the love of God so much that they've got to give their lives to God. Listen, I don't know about y'all, but it excites me when I see the youth praising God and serving God. They could be out on the streets. They could be high on drugs. They could be drinking, but praise God, they're in the house of God this morning, giving God praise, walking in the power of His resurrection. Glory to God. My mint fell out of my shirt pocket. Thank you, Jesus. And so we see that God is still real. And how do we explain that the universal body of Christ is still going? They're still praying. They're still seeking God. They're still burning with the fire of the Holy Spirit 2,000 years later. Who can explain this phenomenon? Who can explain this? Listen, nobody can, because it's supernatural. Listen, you've got people out there that are forgiving people, showing mercy, showing untold grace, showing unconditional love. You got people, you got Christians today saying, "Oh, you just got to forgive them, brother. You just got to keep on showing love." That's the result of the resurrection. The result of the resurrection is that you're willing to live with total forgiveness in your heart, and you don't want to live with bitterness and anger, and you don't want to hold people hostage to all the negativity, because you understand that the tomb is empty. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. I want to talk about, I want to preach about Lazarus for just 1 minute. How many's ever heard the story of Lazarus? Right, he was dead for 4 days. And they were going to go to the tomb. Jesus was. And one of the women, Mary and Martha, said, "Look, the tomb, he's probably stinking already. It's been 4 days." And they begin, and I'm just going to tell you this. We don't need to doubt God's power. Right? And you know what he said? You know what he said? "It was for your sakes that I wasn't there." Y'all catch that? "It was for your sakes that I wasn't there, so that you may believe." Okay. There was a delay. God delayed the answer so that they could have greater faith in Him. And I'm here to tell you, and the Bible said, Jesus said, "Let's wait 2 more days. He's an on-time God. Yes, He is. Whoa, He's an on-time God. Yes, He is. 2 days. And He said, "It was for your sakes that I wasn't there." And some of you, you feel like your answers, the answers to your prayers hasn't been heard yet, but God's heard it all along. He's working behind the scenes. And the delayed answer just means that He's building your faith to put your faith in Him. You may be wondering, why ain't God moving for me? Why ain't God saving my family? Why ain't God doing this for me? Why isn't God doing this for me? I'm here to tell you that sometimes God delays in order to build your faith so that you may believe. And it was Jesus who said on the fourth day, He said, loose him and let him go. And I'm here to tell you that if you'll let Jesus tell you that in your life, man, you will be free forever. Isn't that good? Isn't that good, church? Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. And so he goes, and there's a delayed answer. And Jesus is saying, you keep trusting in me. You keep placing your hope in me. And there's some of you here this morning, you're still waiting on an answer from God. God's answering. Somebody say, God's answering. Jesus reveals himself as the resurrection. Listen, I don't want to treat the resurrection of Jesus as a sentimental thing. I don't want to treat the resurrection of Jesus as some kind, as it's, oh, it's symbolic. No, it is literal. It is real. It is tangible. The true resurrected power, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, shall also be quickened in your mortal body. And I'm here to tell you this morning that that same Spirit, everybody say that same Spirit. The very same Spirit that raised Him from the dead lives in you if you're born again, lives in you. So here's a message to the church, and I believe most of us are saved this morning. Here's a message to us. If He's rose from the dead, if He's alive, then let's start living like it. Let's start witnessing like it. Let's start showing love. Listen, He's alive. It doesn't mean we need to be... Oh, praise God, He's alive. He saved me from hell. I am saved. Give me a Bible. Give me somebody I can witness to. Let me do something in the kingdom of God. I cannot be a pew warmer. I cannot just sit around. I cannot be passive. I've got to do something. Yes. Amen, church. Everybody say, the pastor's real high tempo this morning. Well, it's okay. We're celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I get excited about the balls, but hallelujah, this right here excites me a whole lot more. Hallelujah. Pastor Sam, the church gets too loud. Well, it's pretty loud at Neyland Stadium, too. Will somebody say preach? It's okay to get loud. It's okay to clap your hands. It's okay to wave your hands. It's okay to run the aisles. It's okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You say, Pastor, you're getting too emotional. Well, Jesus was emotional. Jesus jumped up and down. In fact, He said, leap for joy. If you're sad this morning, you'll just start leaping for joy. Oh, got to cast off that pride. Oh, got to cast off. Somebody might say something about me. Listen, you got to get something you never had. You got to do something you never did. Somebody praise God this morning. There is a Holy Ghost in here. Somebody praise God. He is risen. Everybody say He's risen. He's risen. We need the experience of His resurrection in every area of our lives. His resurrection is my resurrection. The Lord told me this morning. He said, if Christ is risen, if I'm risen, then you must reflect that in your life. If you really believe this, this must be reflected in your life. He says, I'm always raised. This is what He told me, okay? And I believe He's telling you this morning. He said that I am always raised above every obstacle in your life. And whatever you're going through, and whatever problem you're going through, whatever sin you're going through, Jesus is still there to get you through that obstacle. He loves you no matter where you've been, no matter who you are. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. It doesn't matter where you've been, who you are, what you've done. Pastor, I'm a bad person. Pastor, who qualifies? You want to tell me who qualifies? Only Jesus can qualify. The tomb is empty. The tomb is empty. Listen, if Jesus, listen, Jesus ain't going back on the cross. Are you with me this morning? He ain't got no reason to go back to the cross. Then why do you got a reason to go back to your past? Somebody say, preach. Hallelujah. See, I love it when the crowd gets involved. Because when the body begins to work together, the spirit begins to move. Are you with me? Listen, if Jesus ain't going back on the cross, we ain't got no reason to go back to our past. And listen, when the devil reminds you of your past, you need to remind him of his home. You need to remind him where he's going and say, you know what, devil? You know what? Opinions and criticisms won't hurt me. Listen, the devil's called the false accuser of the brethren. And you need to stop agreeing with the devil in your mind. When you wake up on Monday morning, you think, oh, I hope the Lord's going to bless me today. I hope the Lord's going to do this today. Listen, that wishful thinking does not please God. It is faith. And faith says, I am never condemned in Christ Jesus. I am victorious in Christ Jesus. I am triumphant. I've got the Holy Ghost. I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. I am a son of God. You're a daughter of God. You are walking in the fulfillment of the Holy Ghost. In the last days, he will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. His sons and his daughters shall prophesy. They shall lay hands on the sick and recover. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall go forward. They shall do great exploits. The youth will raise up. God's raising up another generation that will do his will, that will walk in his word, that will do what he's called them to do. Well, hallelujah! Glory to God. Well, the Bible says, count it all joy when you fall into different temptations. Count it all joy. And some of you are going through some things right now. You just need to break out of that. You just need to loosen those chains and say, I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. Thank God. We ain't used to seeing pastor preach like this morning. Listen, I like teaching, but I love preaching the word of God. And the Holy Ghost is saying, scream and holler and celebrate and make the devil mad. Yes. Praise the Lord. And some people don't want to give the youth a chance, don't want to give kids a chance. If you're 5 years old, 6 years old, 3 years old, we're going to let you obey God. Hallelujah. And you older people are going to like this. If you're 85 to 90, you can still obey God. Amen. Glory to God. I don't know about y'all, but I refuse to be stuck in a tomb. If Jesus don't have to be stuck in a tomb, then I don't have to be stuck in a tomb. And some of us, we're in a tomb of depression. We're in a tomb of sadness. We're in a tomb of, oh me, oh my, I'm a victim. Quit making yourself a victim. You are a victor in Christ Jesus. I am raised with Christ. He is living in my heart. Well, praise God. Glory to God. If I'm risen with Christ and nothing could hold him down, what does that say about me? Oh, I feel like preaching right now. Can I preach a little bit? I hadn't even started preaching. Listen, if nothing held him down, then nothing can hold you down. And the reason why some of us are held down is because we let the devil do it to us. What you allow will continue. And you got to stand up and say, you know what? I'm crucified with Christ. I'm buried with Christ. Well, I don't feel that way. Do you live by feeling? You live by faith. So I don't feel like praising God this morning. Well, if you'll just begin to take that first step, you'll begin to praise God. And all of a sudden, you'll be like, ooh, hallelujah. I've got joy overflowing in my heart. Everybody say, take the first step. I'm buried with him. I'm crucified with him. I'm raised with him. I'm sitting together with him, together with you in heavenly places. If that's really true, then we need to go ahead and take a step of faith and say, thank God we're free. And every Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, Thursday morning, Friday morning, Saturday morning, you can wake up with a mindset, I'm not condemned. I'm not going to hell. And listen, hallelujah, when you get those thoughts, thoughts, when you get those thoughts in your head, I'm not good enough, I'm not good enough, I'm not good enough. Listen, that's the devil, that's your flesh talking. It doesn't agree with the Word of God. If you'll start getting in the Word of God and understand that there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus, you'll wake up every day saying, I'm on my way to heaven. I'm on my way to heaven. Well, I'm on my way to heaven. That's a song I made up, but it's pretty good, ain't it? Hallelujah. That was four words to that song, but Elijah, you can write the rest and make the music to it. And when you wake up every day, you have a mindset and an attitude that no matter what people tell you, that no matter what family tells you, can I preach on that for a minute? That no matter what friends tell you, you know where you're going. You know your destination. You know where you're going. You know that God has you in His hands. Will somebody say hallelujah? Hallelujah. Christ is risen. The tomb is empty. And I'm here to tell you that God has a miracle for you right now if you'll just reach up and grab it and say, God, I need you to move for my life right now. And I believe that that same spirit that raised him from the dead is available now this morning, that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. Hallelujah. You know, God's not enough. He's more than enough. Everybody say he's more than enough. And I'm here to tell you right now that God is ready to do great things for you in your life. Now, some of you thought when you came to church this morning, the pastor's just going to beat me up, tell me how bad I am, tell me how worthless I am. Listen, we don't like legalism around here. In fact, we despise Pharisees. We can't stand legalistic people. You say, Pastor, you're being really, really straightforward this morning. Well, Jesus couldn't stand them either. Jesus couldn't stand them either. And man, he just rebuked them right to their face and said, you know what? If you're not showing the love of God, I'm just going to put it in my translation. Can I do that? Sam Berger translation. Can I do that this morning? If you don't show the love of God, listen, you're nothing but a bunch of hypocrites. Now, in the church world today, if we hollered out and said, y'all are hypocrites, man, oh, he's judging me. Can I preach just a little bit longer? Can I preach just a little bit longer? And Jesus told them to their face, but you know, the ones who he had compassion on everybody that would receive it. But the ones he had compassion on was the ones who understood their spiritual condition. I'm nothing without Christ Jesus. I am nothing, and if it wasn't for God, I would be nowhere. If it wasn't for Him, without the grace of God, where would we be? And I'm here to tell you that your life can change if you'll respond to the call of God this morning. Right now, your life can change. And you say, well, I feel like I need to pray, Pastor. I do feel like I need to pray, but I'm afraid what people may think, or I'm afraid I just don't know about it. I just don't know about it. Take the first step of faith. Because God is ready to blow your mind away. Hallelujah. We've had explanations about everything. We've tried to explain this message. And some of them have done a good job at doing it. And I believe we all understand the empty tomb. I want you, listen, we need to move from explanation to an encounter. We need to move from just doctrine to demonstration. And this morning, I'm telling you, God can fill you with the Holy Ghost. God can save you with His power and with His blood. If you'll respond to the call of God this morning, God is ready to do it. God is ready, and I'm here to tell you, listen, the tomb is empty. Now's your time to get out of the tomb. Now's your time to get out of the tomb. And some of us are saved. Some of us are saved in here, and we've been stuck in that tomb of being passive. Well, if the Lord wants me to do it, He'll get me to do it. He'll just get me to do it. Listen, you need to go ahead and obey God. Now, some of you may be in a tomb of sin and you're lost and you don't know Jesus Christ and you don't have a relationship with Him, today's the day to do it. Today's the day. Because we carry the greatest message on the face of this earth. He is not here. He is risen. And Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. And this morning you can encounter. Everybody say encounter. You can encounter the power of His resurrection. You know, the youth did a demonstration up here. They did the drama this morning. And it gave us a visibility of what we all go through. That we go through, that some people do have thoughts of suicide. That some people do have thoughts of cutting themselves, of doing horrible things. But I'm here to tell you that God has His arms wide open this morning. And He has such an unconditional love for you, and no matter what you're going through, I don't care what, you may say, Pastor, I'm messed up. I've got a messy life. My life ain't in order. Well, you're the one we want to pray for. You say, well, Pastor, I need help. Maybe God won't accept me. Maybe He won't accept me because my life's not in order. I don't have it all together. Who does have it all together? Who? Who does have it all together? Jesus. The one who's risen from the dead, right? Jesus is here. The anointing is here this morning. I want everybody to bow their head and close their eyes. Praise the Lord. Maybe there's some of you in here this morning and you need a touch from God. You don't have a relationship with God. And if you died today, if you died today or went, if you passed away today and you don't have a relationship with the Lord, I want you to give your life to Him this morning. And with every head bowed, every eyes closed, if that's you, I just want you to raise your hand. Praise the Lord. And I want you just to pray this prayer with me. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that You forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. I want to experience the power of Your resurrection. I want to be identified with Your death, burial, and resurrection. And I want to live forever for You, with You into eternity. Please forgive me. And I want to live for You for eternity. We thank You, Lord. Now, with every eye closed and every head bowed, you that raised your hand, don't want to put you on the spot, but the Bible says that if you deny Him, He'll deny you. And so I'm just going to ask you, those who raised your hand, I would like for you to come up front. And I'm not going to embarrass you or nothing. I just want to pray with you. With every head bowed, nobody looking, I want you to come up. Those that raised your hand, praise the Lord. Bless you, sister. Bless you, sister. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Danielle, could you come up here and pray with us? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's all stand right now. Let's just pray.